shit.
Hey! Basil Tough! Where the hell do you think you're going? Get your ass back up that ladder and finish the job.
Hey, I'm bum, listen.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Go follow the yellow brick road.
Screw you, wise ass. Fucker! Fuck you, wise ass! Motherfucker! I'll see you in hell!
Tuesday night.
Razor Ramon will be coming through that door any second. Any second, I'm going to try to...
Where is he?
He just completed an interview. He headed toward the locker room. That is one angry guy I wouldn't want to be in Goldust's shoes. Razor's going to kick his butt. Goldust this Sunday, Razor Ramon. Then the following night, Monday, right here on Raw, the Hitman Bret Hart.
Hart? I have no heart. You remember, Hollywood is a place where hearts...
Oh, no! Oh! Razor!
You better get some help!
Mike! Razor!
Come on!
Come on, Razor!
Come on, Razor!
Hey, come on! Oh, no!
Razor.
Razor's lost it!
Come on, Razor!
So good. Do you realize we did it for almost an hour? Now that's Raw.
You want to talk about Raw?
Yeah, McMahon, I want to see the replay. I want to see what happened between Razor Ramon and Goldust.
We're taking another look at it. Unbelievable. And then there was that shot to the groin by Goldust. All right, the officials are now trying to calm Razor Ramon down. I'm not so sure, however, we have seen the last of this. Goldust is still in the locker room. However, yes, next week Goldust will be in action against Bret the Hitman Hart. What a matchup here on Raw next week.
Razor Ramon's still angry, and who could blame him? Consider what just took place here. I don't know what. Goldust, hey, are you all right?
Oh!
Oh, shit!
Razor's gone mad!
Come on, outside!
I'm not your one.
some lawn! Got you!
Mate! You stupid fuck!
Try this for a deep, dark secret. The great detective Remington Steele? He doesn't exist. I invented him. Follow. I always loved excitement. So I studied and apprenticed and put my name on an office. But absolutely nobody knocked down my door. A female private investigator seemed so feminine. So I invented a superior, a decidedly masculine superior. Suddenly there were cases around the block. It was working like a charm. Until the day he walked in, with his blue eyes and mysterious past. And before I knew it, he assumed Remington Steele's identity. Now I do the work and he takes the bows. It's a dangerous way to live, but as long as people buy it, I can get the job done. We never mix business with pleasure. Well, almost never. I don't even know his real name.
He's drunk.
Makes you say that.
Yeah! I am fucking dead! Boy, I have to give that another try.
You fucking maniac!
Hey! It was an honest mistake. I didn't even see the goddamn thing. And besides, it was in my driveway.
Crazy.
Son of a bitch!
Hey, don't hit that with me, huh? Come on. Why don't you go? Come on in the house. Come on in the house and have a drink, and we'll talk it over, okay? Hey, you know, my old lady, she's got a vibrator your ass would love.
Hey, go!
Watch it! Come on, let's go inside.
Let's
Come
be
on.
Neighborly.
These crescents.
Watch it!
Come on, let's just call the police.
Now look what you did. You woke up the dog.
What the hell are you doing, Alex?
Minding my own business. Doing a little research. Oh, and I conducted a modest sociological experiment. Picked up several hitchhikers. Yeah. An Afro-American homosexual and two mestizos with a domesticated simian. Black cat and the two mez chicks weren't bad, but don't ever orgy with a pet monkey. The little fuckers bite.
Your insurance has lapsed.
That would be his problem.
Your license has expired.
Car runs fine without one.
Knocks it right up where you see it now. Backs up again, pulls a cup. That's him.
Evening, officer. Officer. My name is Alexander Cutter. This is my car, and I'm real sorry about what happened, sir.
Just what did happen, Mr. Cutter?
He didn't tell you? Well, I'm still a little shaky about it, but what happened was, see, as I was coming up the street here in my car, another car flashed by me with his brights on. I was turning into my driveway. Now, you see, I know my driveway by heart. I kind of have to, and just whammo.
Can I see your license?
Yes, sir.
What about some language?
Language? Language? What language?
Jesus.
I simply invited the man to come in and to call you. I mean, to calm down, really. He seemed pretty upset.
You know this license expired?
Never rains, but it pours. I didn't know that. No, sir. You have to cite me for that. You have to do your duty. And duty's something I know a little bit about.
I've cited you for license violation. You two can straighten out with the insurance.
Thank you, officer.
Are you kidding me? This bastard's a goddamn crazy menace. He's a fucking loony. And you're gonna do something?
We're gonna turn in a report.
The hell with the report? What about him?
What about him?
Listen, you asshole. This
hey,
son of a...
excuse me, sir.
You heard me, you goddamn stormtrooper. I'm a taxpayer, goddammit.
So am I.
Good night, officer.
You goddamn fascist pigs! You assholes!
Forget it, pal. Toyota's a shitty car anyway.
Stayed out late, I bought round after round. Just for you, I played the fool. Yes, I was quite the clown. Words were spoken, hearts were broken, but now I hope you see it was the whiskey talking, not me. I didn't mean to make a scene, it's really not my style. I raised some cane and called some names. I guess I got myself a little wild. If I brag too loud and act too proud, don't blame old Jerry Lee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. I had myself a little splash. I said, you no good piece of trash. Shot my mouth all through the night. But Lord, my bark's bigger than my bite. If lies were told, if I was bold, don't take it personally. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Thank you. road. I picked a fight and I got floored. I had a shot, got plumb insane. They gave everybody's name in vain. But all that stuff is just a bluff. I wouldn't hurt a flea. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Here we go, baby. Hang on to my shirt there. Woo! Lot of nerve. How could I sass a gal like you? You're more than I deserve. Don't you get upset and please accept old killer's apology. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Met up with some more moonshine. My mouth was working overtime, just letting off a little steam. I ain't the killer that I seem. Sometimes I'm strange, I might change. You got my guarantee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. It's that old whiskey talking, not me.
Give me a drink, baby.
Dave, the Redneck Schultz, as the fans call you. You see something like this happen, it's got to be upsetting to you.
It don't upset me at all, baby. Let me tell you, I think it's great. You know what I mean? If you're going to go on the hunt, you got to be able to run with the big boys. If he can't run with the big boys, he should get out. He shouldn't come out here. Last time I was in San Francisco, I went downtown looking for a woman. You know what I mean? I wanted a woman. I couldn't find a woman. I found a lot of men that look like women. Now, you, Hulk Hogan, you belong in San Francisco. What's wrong with you, Gene? I'm telling you like it is, baby. You belong in San Francisco. That's your kind of place. That's your kind of people, because you've never had a woman, baby. And now I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you right now.
To know, don't
Gee, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you in all this rain. Go ahead in, please.
Dirty night.
Do you have a vacancy?
No. We have 12 vacancies. 12 cabins, 12 vacancies. They moved away the highway.
Oh, I thought I'd gotten off the main road.
I knew you must have. Nobody ever stops here anymore unless they've done that. But there's no sense dwelling on our losses. We just keep on lighting the lights and following the formalities. Your home address. Oh, just the time will do.
Los Angeles.
Cabin one. It's closer in case you want anything. Right next to the office.
I want sleep more than anything else, except maybe food.
Well, there's a big diner about 10 miles up the road, just outside of Fairvale.
Am I that close to Fairvale?
15 miles. I'll get your bags. Stuffy in here. Well, the mattress is soft, and there's hangers in the closet, and stationery with Bates Motel printed on it, in case you want to make your friends back home feel envious. And the, over there.
The bathroom.
Yeah. Well, if you want anything, just... just tap on the wall. I'll be in the office.
Thank you, Mr. Bates.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life. Stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding so tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home. I'll drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I give her hope. I spend her love until she's broke. is like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen. The story of my life, I give her all. I spend her love until she's broke inside. The story of my life, the story of my life.
Your match here at Bash of the Beach.
Cole and Savage aren't really sure what to do.
Baron Hennig blocks it.
Yeah.
Uppercut.
Right back on top of him, too.
Hennig will send Hall to the left side. Into the chest that time. Hennig with the knee lift.
Oh, he looks good, guys. I'm telling you, man.
He really does.
I mean, he physically, mentally, ready.
Atomic drop. A pickup. The other way.
Front wave again. Watch out now.
And that time, a running lariat.
Took his head off.
Hennig.
And what is going through the mind of the Macho Man Randy Savage and that whole NWO crew right now?
Great teamwork here as DDP gets the exchange back in.
No, you're right. They're all great in the team.
Yes, they are. They have worked over here, Scott Hall. Fans are calling for the diamond cutter right now.
There ain't nothing like it anywhere in sports, I guarantee you that, guys.
Hall ducks low. DDP.
DDP can put that on you from just about any position.
All right. Got the call nailed here. There you go. Well, they look good. Good choice.
And that's exactly what DDP wanted. We saw what type of man Savage is when he attacked Nick Patrick last Monday. Oh. He's a man who is warped. Savage back to the corner as DDP. Hall go at it. And that time Page got caught in the corner.
Followed him in.
Bad ribs.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That was a great move. Thank you.
I knew we met each other this morning for a reason. Thinking, talking, we've worked out our problems. Looked like we should have better days in front. Just because we took our time to think and talk for a much better understanding.
Oh, I don't understand is why a man like you took the job in the first place. Why?
I wonder myself.
No, come on, tell me why.
Like a fella I once knew in El Paso, one day he just took all his clothes off and jumped in a mess of cactus. I asked him the same question, why?
And?
He said it seemed to be a good idea at the time.
Sick of this life. Not that you care. I'm not the only one with whom these feelings I share. Nobody understands quite why we're here. We're searching for answers that never appear. But maybe if I looked real hard, I'd see you trying to understand this life that we're all going through.
Then when she said she was gonna like wreck my car, I didn't know what to do.
With whom these feelings I share.